This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll hear from Greg Quinn and his notes from the current farm. But first, a dad in Florida posted an online video pretending he was going to punish his son. Instead, he ended up teaching other parents a lesson. The man posted the video titled, "It's Time for Me to Discipline My Kid the Tough Way." In it, he says he's going to shave his son's head as punishment. The son seems nervous as his dad has an electric razor in his hand, but the dad tells the boy to stand up and gives him a hug. He then turns to the camera and says there's no way he would embarrass his son like that. People now spend 8 hours a day consuming media. People watch TV the most, accounting for 3 hours, while internet users come in second with 2 hours. The internet accounted for 13% of average daily media use in 2011, but is now set to reach nearly 30% in 2017. A regular contributor is naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn, who's responsible for bringing the black currants back to the U.S. market, and in fact grows black currants on his current farm in the Hudson Valley, New York.
Hi, I'm Greg Quinn with this week's Notes from the Current Farm. It's not uncommon for some birds to chase off other species, and even their own species, from their nesting and hunting territories. In fact, some species of birds can get amazingly aggressive while protecting their home territory. But if I asked you which species was perhaps the most deadly in its effort to keep other birds out of its nesting area, you might say a hawk or an owl or even a hot-headed blue jay. But you'd be wrong. The bird responsible for destroying more eggs of its neighbors than perhaps any other is the sweet, happy, diminutive house wren. In the world of bird watching, there's an expression people use to describe a wide variety of birds. LBJs, little brown jobs. Because of the subdued brown coloring, the house wren is the typical LBJ. At 4 inches, they're quite small and compact, with a fairly long curved beak. They have short wings and are easily recognized by their tail, which is often pointed up to the sky. As their name, house wren, indicates, they are very common backyard birds, preferring to live close to human habitat. The males will willingly build their nests in available bird boxes, and they can also be found in the cavities of trees. But just as likely, you might spot them in almost any kind of enclosed space, such as abandoned cars, flower pots, drain pipes. And this spring, I found one in an old boot out in our barn. They usually lay a half a dozen eggs, white with reddish-brown dots. The female does most of the incubation, which lasts 12 to 15 days. The male will commonly have two or three females sitting on nests, and once the eggs hatch, he'll visit all of his families helping out in the feeding. The fledglings leave the nest about 2 weeks after hatching, and once the young have mastered flight and have learned to hunt for beetles, grasshoppers, caterpillars, moths, flies, as well as spiders and millipedes, the female has done her job with that family. She will then breed again and produce a second clutch, sometimes with a different mate. The house wren is an active little bird, energetically bouncing among the branches of shrubs and thickets. The effervescent song, which is sung by both genders, has been called rush and jumble, and each bird will bubble out the notes up to a dozen times per minute. But this delicate bundle of feathers has a dark side. While strolling the edge of the woods here on the current farm last week, I spotted what looked like a perfectly good black-capped chickadee egg lying on the ground. I looked around for the small tree cavity it might have come from, and I didn't see any. I examined the egg and found that it had a neat little hole in it. The house wren is the consummate saboteur. The male is constantly defending his territory. If another bird nests and lays eggs in the area, he will sneak into the bird box, nest, or cavity when the owner's away and poke holes in each of the eggs, killing them. He'll then carry off some of the punctured eggs and drop them around the area. And, as if that's not enough, he'll return to the nest and totally destroy it in Tony Soprano fashion, so that the owner of the nest gets the message. He'll wipe out any nest he can find in the area, eradicating families of many species of birds, and all the while building his own nests. It's a bird-eat-bird world out there. For a podcast of this and previous notes from the current farm, and to learn why the healthiest berry in the U.S. was outlawed by Congress, go to currants.com. That's currants with an A.
And with Greg Quinn, a naturalist and farmer who's a regular here, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend. America Weekend. Thank you.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. In Hollywood, the age of an actress can make a big difference in the roles she is offered. With that in mind, actress Junie Hwang told Amazon's Internet Movie Database she was 36 years old, but when her resume and credits were published online, her true age of 41 was listed. Junie sued IMDb, claiming they damaged her career prospects. Who won this unusual case? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139.
The jury certainly couldn't punish IMDb for publishing the truth. Junie lost the case. And that's the final verdict.
Think green. Harrison with you. For those of us with gardens, we know so well that growing food is so much cheaper than paying for it. And in cases where you can harvest seeds from your own garden, you can grow food for free indefinitely. Discovery and the Brooklyn Botanical Garden have a few gardening tips even when rain is scarce. You can start by watering in the mornings because water evaporates in afternoon sunshine. Also, water the soil, not the leaves, since deep watering lasts longer. And use mulch and compost, because mulch locks in moisture and compost adds moisture. And don't use pesticides, because plants only tolerate pesticides, and pesticides end up stressing the plants out, not helping them. And finally, don't plant anything big during a drought, because new plants will suck the liquid life from the rest of your garden. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.